Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Oh, hi, Rosie. It's your sweet baby angel here. It's Helen Bauer, your lovely podcast co-host. Basically, I've got some really, really big news, and it's been a bit traumatizing for me, but I hit my little toe on a corner, and it's definitely broken. This is self-diagnosed, but like you know when you know, right? You just know. And I'm basically completely immobile. I know you'll completely understand that. I just want to make sure that we're on the right level of sympathy next time I see you. Okay. Love you so much, and just be patient with me, because I'm in a lot of pain at the moment. Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye. See you later. Bye-bye.
Deleted.
Hello, and welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood, and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show.
Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me with me, Helen Bauer, and...
me!
Say your fucking name! This is a nightmare, isn't it? Oh, I got a text.
Right. No, it's...
Stop. Oh, I just got paid for a gig. Thank you. Thank you, Phil Harris.
Right. Yeah, again.
I've started 8 times.
Can you guys be professional, please? Because, thank you.
Honestly, you're being a real bitch right now, and I didn't want to have to say
hello!
That,
but you did push me to...
Do you want to do, like, 5 deep breaths together?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
This is going to be doing it for the ASMR people.
And my nipple is now...
Oh, Helen.
Grazing the
Helen.
Microphone.
No. Right in it, deep
in there. Right.
Now my little clit...
My nipple is grazing
is
the microphone.
Opening up at the top and starting to whistle a tune.
Hello.
Welcome to Daddy.
Look at me.
Look at me, Michael. Look at me.
And how are you, Helen?
Well, I'm in a bad place. We know that. I've got a word game on my phone. I wasn't doing very well with it. It took over my entire life. You didn't fucking care. Our mystery guest today. I'm literally still talking.
Sorry. Who have I got today?
I've got one of my favourite guests of all time because she's crazy fit and she's the same height as me and I respect her for it.
How tall?
I'm 6'1". You're 6?
No.
5'11". I'm nudging 6 foot. So you are actually taller than me, but...
Well, and also more attractive, so it's crazy.
You beat me in every little way, just by that little bit.
What size are your tits?
34C.
And I went again, 38. Oh my God, I
like that was ever going to be a contest,
I
Helen.
Know, they're fucking wabs, aren't they?
Like, your tits are in my face and I'm sat across from the table.
Mine are bigger. Though.
Yours are bigger, but you dress them more dignifiedly than I do.
I hate them too. Popular boys away.
I'm going to get mine out for you right now.
I feel really quite...
Look at my tits.
Yeah, this is really strange.
Look at them.
A podcast like this before.
Oh, Jack, stop staring at me. Jack, oh my God.
That bra is clinging onto your tits. Dear life.
I know. I need to go up a size.
You know how I work out.
Oh, our guest is Maisie Adams. Really
quickly. Yeah, I'm actually more than just my tits, Helen, so.
Really? A woman that's more than just tits?
Helen, Maisie.
Must be 2054.
How are you, Maisie?
Very well, thank you.
So, this show is all about attention.
Bloody is.
So believe it or not, me and Helen.
Yeah, Kel Supreme.
We crave attention.
Maisie, I know you went to drama school, so don't even try and Kel Supreme's dramatic arts with
me.
Why have
you dropped that in from the get-go?
So, tell us about dramas.
No, tell us about you when you were like 5. Tell
us about little baby Maisie.
Baby Maisie.
Yeah.
Okay, so weird shape, first of all. Like really weird shape. Really weird shape. Kind of just like, do you know the mascot for cheese strings?
Yes,
you used to look like that. So very, very skinny, very long, and then just like,
I thought about that mascot for so long.
And then like the shittiest haircut at the top. It just I used to be really bright blonde, really bright blonde hair. And I had it in a bowl cut. Literally cut with a bowl.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who cut it?
My dad. Yeah.
Daddy. What's your daddy called?
I'm hesitant to tell you.
What?
No, you can tell me, Maisie.
My parents are called Phil and Jill.
Of course they are. I knew that actually.
Yeah.
Phil used to
cut my hair with a bowl because my mum worked like really early till really late, and then my dad had a furniture. He used to sell furniture.
All right.
So he sort of worked his own hours, and as and when he put a haircut.
Once every couple of months, he'd be like, get the bowl.
Just when it got too cheese stringy. Yeah. Really, really weird looking kid. And I used to dress quite like, you know how now, if you choose your, I mean, like how one is expected to dress, they go like, does this go with that? Does this go with that?
Yeah.
Growing up, my mum would be like, okay, you're wearing your red shoes today. Do you want to wear your red top or something? I'd be like, no, I've got one red thing. I want to wear one blue thing. One green thing. I was like a walking pride flag. Been an ally since 3. But yeah, I just used to wear like as many colours as possible. Honestly, like Joseph's Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I think I kind of got attention just from how strange I looked.
But do you have a sibling though, don't you?
Yeah, younger brother, Danny.
Do you think one of you got more attention than the other?
I've actually never thought about it really.
No, bullshit, are you serious?
Yeah, honestly, we're very different and we've always got on quite well. It's really strange, really strange. So he's 4 years younger than me.
Yeah.
The only thing that was annoying was...
I love it when someone cuts the frozen.
Yeah, cool story. I'm actually talking.
Fuck you, you whore. Sorry,
whereas,
Maisie.
Like,
Sorry.
So when I was growing up, I was like really tall from the get-go and really gangly and quite funny looking. Danny was so cute and so small. Like, you know when babies have that soft skin? He had that till he was like 11.
No.
Yeah, and he was the tiniest kid in his class by, like, people used to think he was like in the wrong class.
Yeah.
Because he was so much smaller than everyone else. So like, he was known as Little Danny Adam and really, really cute. And then they were like, oh, and that's his older sister, the long cheese string.
And you just run in and covered in cheese like, my name's Maisie, this is my brother.
Have you got any green? I'm wearing all the other colours.
I'm missing a violet scarf.
Yeah,
so you got all the attention. I tell you what, you probably didn't think about the attention split between the two of you because you had it all. And it
to be fair, if you ask him the question, he's probably like, yeah, she had all the fucking attention. And I'm there like, I think it was quite even.
But did you enjoy attention?
Like obviously I went to drama school, so who goes to drama school who doesn't like attention?
They all say they don't though. That's
Oh my God,
I don't want to be seen, but I want my character to be seen.
It's all bullshit. The biggest wankers I've ever met in my life were from there. Like everyone says, comedy's full of egocentric people. Like they're actually the best preparation for comedy is to go to drama school because you'll meet the biggest self-centered dickheads there. That when you go into comedy, everyone just seems really, really sound.
Yeah.
I used to work with a woman called Zoe in Accessorize in Oxford Street, and she was very like self-assured.
Really?
Yeah.
What, was she a drama school person?
No, she wasn't. She'd always worked in Accessorize. She started working in Accessorize.
What are you talking about?
Not on the podcast. Just us chatting. And this is a thing. Yeah, she gets confused.
Yeah, confused.
Yeah,
but she was so smug that she was just walking around like, "Well, I've made it."
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you fucking haven't.
It was full of people who always got like the main part at school in the school play, and then when they got to drama school, big fish, small part. And then you get to drama school, and like, it's full of people. You know, there's only one main part. It's full of every. Like, it's got 20 people in the class who all think like, I am the Juliet. You're like, no, you're the nurse.
Yeah. You know?
That's you're the wife of the friar.
Oh, I don't
know. You're Rosamund.
Yeah. My Rosamund. Yeah, Rosamund, that's a good role. My best role was...
In Romeo and Juliet? Who the fuck's Rosamund?
No, Rosalind, isn't it?
Rosalind.
It's who Romeo's in love with at the beginning. And he's like, oh, I'm never going to get over it. And then he bumps into Juliet at a party and he's like, oh,
fuck her.
Hello.
Because
that's romance.
Romeo is so fickle.
He's also a child, isn't he?
Yeah, only like 14.
I feel you're like, I'm like Romeo, because I'm like
a fuckboy 101.
Thank you. You're not Romeo, you're a fuckboy.
You're a fuckboy 101.
And were you in the school plays at school?
Yeah, my best role was Puerto Rican number 4 in West Side Story.
I'm going to ask you, because I'm asking everyone this and no one's seen it. Have you watched the Cher one-woman version of West Side Story?
What?
What the... What? I'm going to... write
Cher... One woman.
Do you watch my Instagram stories? I put on there like once every 2 months.
I've watched your Instagram stories where it's you in school plays with a very questionable ponytail.
You're fucking welcome. I was good in those school plays.
Yes, like you were robbed.
Yeah. I got cast as a whore and I got cast as Al Capone's
accountant. When you had to dramatically sit down, that was good.
Oh yeah,
that was good.
I was in year 10 then, so that was so
you'd really perfected your sit-down skills.
I was old enough to know what I was doing.
You had a GCSE in it.
Okay, now you're being a bitch again. Cool, that was a really important role for me, and it actually defined me as who I was at school. And then the next year, I wasn't actually allowed to be in the school play.
Because you were so good.
No, because I fucking knew that... For legal reasons, we cannot sign this name! Had a drama, and then she had his baby, and she didn't let me in the school play because I was too tall to be in the chorus of women. Fuck you.
You see...
That comes up so often, but I'm not over it still.
Yeah, you seem really fine.
I'm fucking zen.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sometimes having the main part, like in drama school, that isn't what's going to make you the best actor.
No.
Headlining at the Comedy Store or something isn't going to make you the best comedian.
Yeah.
Like it's I think sometimes you don't want all of that attention because it allows you to focus a bit more on yourself.
But in general,
watch from the
wings. You do want, do you know what I mean?
What
like...
I mean is you want to watch from the wings and let Helen fuck it all up.
Yeah.
And then you come in at the last minute as a cameo and everyone's like, wasn't that cameo brilliant?
I just want to sing and dance for the people, Maisie.
I'm weeping.
Yeah. Cameos are always the most remembered roles.
Yeah. But I'm a lead.
Well, yeah, but we need... us cameos need you leads.
Yeah.
To look like I'm entitled, I'm gonna rock this. And then when we turn up, just like, oh, I'm just giving it a go.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, they stormed that.
I just think if I wasn't a musical and I wasn't a lead, I would just go on for the songs I liked anyway.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? Like, they'd be having their solo, like, Defying Gravity, and I'd be like, me too!
Yeah.
You know what they did at my school? They tried to be edgy, so when I was... 15.
Yeah.
We did adult version of the Nativity.
Adult version of the Nativity.
So, from a different point of view, and they made me Mary.
You gotta be Mary.
So
fuck
off.
They
made me the lead part because I wanting to be edgy, like the disability is a metaphor for marriage struggle.
Can I just say that you've read way too into this?
But then they had the cake and the bloody ate it. Because then they made Mary a cameo.
What?
So, fucking prick.
What? And Mary's like the big...
No!
You
no,
should do a tour of the school hall at some point, shouldn't you?
So I was in about two scenes where I just read a piece of prose about... seeing the fish and...
fish?
Yeah, and the fish being like a metaphor.
I'm sorry, but whatever you did, it was not the nativity, was it? Is there a fish in the nativity? Yeah.
There's fucking not.
Are you not thinking about Jonah and the whale?
No, I was Mary because I had a big bump, but... Yeah, they made.
But were you the whale? This is the awkward moment.
When you were cast as Mary, did you know that it was going to be this weird, different point of view?
No.
Because being cast as Mary, I think that's where this whole attention thing comes from. Yes. They should call it like the Mary complex. Shouldn't they?
Yeah.
As women, being cast as Mary, that's like your earliest memory of the soul attention.
Oh, I'm so clear on it. Amalie Bunter, Emily Taylor. Why not Helen Bauer?
Yeah. And it's so strange because the people who actually were cast in as Mary, like, they're all blooming accountants now.
Actually, one of them's a very successful person in, like, lawyer world.
Yeah, but, like, don't cast a future lawyer as Mary.
Yeah, she's already got everything.
They don't care.
No, we care. Yeah.
I was a goose.
I was the wife of the person who brought myrrh.
Yeah. Oh, that's not even a part.
No, and this is in nursery, right? And there's a like VHS tape of it, and the bloke brings gold, says like, "I bring you gold," and his wife stood behind him, not saying a word.
Yeah.
And then the person's like, "I bring you frankincense," and his wife's behind him, not saying a word. Yeah. And it gets to what was his name? Sam. Oh, Sam something. And it was his job to go, "And I bring you myrrh." And you can see it in my face. Yeah. I'm not having this. And I take the myrrh and I'm like, "And we've brought you myrrh."
Nice! Oh, you fucking genius.
Because I'm in an equal marriage. And we both have a say in the gifts that we bring.
And we brought myrrh.
Yeah. Didn't we, Sam?
Yeah.
Sam. We've argued in the car all the way here.
Oh, they didn't have cars, my love. Yeah. It was camels at that time. Don't you worry, though. Don't you be embarrassed.
Okay? Sam! Who was it who went to John Lewis, who picked it up, who was too busy in the pub watching the races? Me.
Amazing. Maisie. Sweet Maisie Adam.
Yeah.
Daughter of Phil and Jill.
Daughter of Phil and Jill.
Was there ever a time that you did something to try and get attention, which wouldn't say was exactly a very nice or good move?
That wasn't a very nice
move. Yeah, not like a... We had someone yesterday who pretended to break their leg.
Oh, no.
Which I thought, no, that's fucking great. Let's not... Are you serious? You think that's bad? There was a girl in my ear that stuck. She wanted stitches so bad. She got black thread and just stuck it, like super glued it to the top of her finger. And she's like, "I was up last night and got stitches." We all believed it. And then Emma Black was like, "Oh my God, there's 100%. We can leave Emma Black's name in. I live with her and she loves the attention. Don't you, Emma?" And like she was like, "Oh, she's got glue in her finger. It's not real stitches." And it's like, that's fucking genius. And I was like, why didn't I think of that?
Oh, wow.
I know. Maybe you didn't do anything like that.
Yeah, nothing. I don't think anything that strenuous. But I remember. So I used to fancy a boy so much when I was in year 10, 11,
great.
Sort of 15, 16.
Yeah.
And I fancied him so much, and he was diabetic. And I knew that because he sat next to me. He used to have to like get that machine out and head's gone and prick himself and. At one point he was like, "I need to go and get some glue, like I need a sugar." So they had to send him to the nurse to go and get like a chocolate bar. I mean, what the dream.
Yeah.
And they were like, can we have somebody to walk him? Make sure he gets there to the... So I walked Matthew to the school nurse to make sure that he got his glucose.
Good.
And from then on, I was like, this is the man for me. And how can he turn me away? Because I walked you to the nurse's office. To get glucose. Yeah. And there used to be a nightclub for like under 18s. Remember them?
Right. We had snap discos, like Say No and Phone. It was like run by the police.
Oh, no. So this was a nightclub that, like, Saturday nights, normal nightclub.
I think that's a northern thing, my love.
And then it was called Carrington's. And on Friday nights, it was under 18s. So you would drink all of the alcohol you could before you got, because you can't get served.
What nightclub closes on a Friday night to let teenagers in?
Well, because my town, there's no university near it, there's just young kids, so they were like, we're not going to get students in.
Yeah, but likewise, we were just told to not, we're just in the field.
Well, yeah, we did fields as well, don't get us wrong, that was Saturday night. Friday night was Carrington's. And I remember everyone just think, like, everyone saying that they were going to Carrington's and all of this. And it was like the last week of school, you know, when you could bring in a DVD to watch.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Yeah, and Matthew brought in the film White Chicks.
That's not. Are we great at that?
Classic.
Yeah,
I
think it's a staple of our culture.
Look how we slag off Babe, but White Chicks were like, fucking up. Oscar it.
Absolutely. Like, Terry Crews was robbed of an Oscar. So we watched it, and there's this scene in White Chicks where they have a dance off.
Yeah.
And there's like a full routine.
Yeah. Oh, we're familiar with it.
I just remember sitting next to Matthew in this lesson, and he was absolutely wetting himself at this scene. And still to this day, if I can make a boy laugh,
I love it.
So I was like, I'm gonna learn the dance. So I went home and learned the dance, and then went to Carrington's.
How long did it take you to learn it?
I didn't watch the whole. I just fast forwarded the film to that bit. Yeah.
I did that with High School Musical.
Just kept replaying it. Just kept replaying it until I learned it. So maybe like I got home. Yeah, I got home about 4. I know I had to go to Joe Dunbar's house for pre-drinks.
Big shout out to Joe Dunbar.
What
were the pre-drinks?
So Bacardi Breezers.
Great.
Blue WKDs.
Yes.
And then I just bought whatever I could find in my dad's
The mix bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he would have all his like things. So it's like probably like a brandy.
And like a port, Flow Gin.
Classic. So Bacardi Breezers, WKDs, and then like a random bottle of like Cointreau or something, just drinking it straight. And then Joe would always have a, you know, like a smart price plastic litre bottle of cider.
Yes.
Yeah, that would just down whilst listening to Bass Hunter or Cascada. I said to Joe, I was like, I'm gonna make Matthew want to fancy me. Just leave it with me, Joe. I've got it. All we need to do is ask for the song It's Tricky to be played. And Joe was like, this is amazing. This is like, I can't wait to see what your plan is. And she wasn't in that class where we watched It's White Chick, so she didn't know what was coming up. And I requested the song. I was on the dance floor, Matthew was there, and I did the whole dance.
Oh my God. Eye contact or focused?
Eye contact the whole time with him. And like, including the whole, like, you know that move where you like throw out the fishing rod?
The lasso,
Yeah. And tried to do that, and he just wasn't pursuing back.
Oh my God.
So I think like maybe like a minute into the routine, I was like, I don't know if he's feeling this. You know?
But a minute like in, you realise that?
Like a true
fucking hell, Maisie.
Like a true professional, I committed to the routine and danced until the end.
Oh, you can get a vibe within 10 seconds, 60 seconds.
Yeah, I know.
It's a lot of Bacardi Breezer, isn't it?
What are you looking at you?
He's watching me the whole time, and all these other boys were going, like, what's Maisie Adam doing? I think in my head as well, I thought I was doing it really well, but obviously I was like 20 Bacardi Breezes down.
Oh, God.
So I actually think I probably just look like...
the T-string man.
Yeah, more like, you know those things outside a washing...
Wash,
like that. I think I look like that. So, I just remember him coming up to me at the end and being like, what was that? And I was like, it was the dance from White Chicks. And he was like, oh, right, okay, yeah, cool. And then he walked right past me and started dancing with this girl who was from our class. And
fucking
I just remember watching it. Yeah. And the next song came on and then they started, we used to call it pulling.
Yeah.
Like he pulled her.
Yeah, 100%.
I just remember watching them kiss and I was still sweating from the dance. Still sweating from the dance. And then, so that night, Joe, who I'd been pre-drinking with, got so drunk that she was not allowed into the nightclub.
Yeah.
So she got taken home, I think in an ambulance.
Oh, Joe Dunbar.
And they were like, well, where the hell's the other one that you were drinking with? Yeah. Where's Maisie? So nobody knew where I was. And so not only had I just been pied off by this diabetic Matthew, that was what he was known as.
That's his full name.
Because there was loads of Matthews at
diabetic
school.
Matthew.
Yeah, so there was football Matthew, diabetic Matthew and French Matthew.
Oh, poor diabetic Matthew. Yeah. That's okay, right, yeah.
I know, I didn't even fancy the best one. So, and I was there just like...
We do
just,
wish
just
him well, though.
Just watching him getting with Maddie and thinking, like, that should be me. And I was still sweating from this routine. And then the song is, like, killed and over the tannoy comes... If Maisie Adams in here, can she make her way to the entrance? Her dad's waiting for her.
Oh, fuck off. Come on, Phil. Come on.
My dad had had a phone call being like, Joe is paralytic. Where's Maisie? And obviously my dad was like, bloody hell, where is she?
Yeah.
And he, that was his way of finding out if
so
I was in the
nightclub. So he drove to Carrington.
He drove to Carrington.
Asked the security guard, give a shout out for Maisie.
Yeah, over the DJ.
Oh, babe, I'm sorry.
It was awful.
Your dad came to pick you up and it was announced. Mm-hmm. Oh, mate, that's a bad night.
Yeah, so that was probably, like, the most attention I've had, like, well, at the beginning I really wanted it, and then by the end I was like, just let me
go. I used to dance like a stripper or a pole dancer in clubs so people would think I had a mysterious dark past. So, similar. Yeah. I know.
They're like, oh, what's her issue?
Yeah. Exactly, like, what went on? Like, what's her story? Like, where's she been? Where's she worked? I'm just sort of like, I was a babysitter. Mm.
Yeah. Have you ever been in those nightclubs where there's a cage that you can dance
in? Oh, yeah. Germany, yes.
I was in one of them in Zante when we went to Zante.
Fuck off, when did you go to Zante? I was in Zante.
2012.
Oh, 2009. Oh, yeah, 3 years older than you.
Yeah, near Cherry Bays. I got my head stuck in the bars.
How?
I don't know. There was like, so they were wide enough to step through at this bit. And then when you went to the top, I got my head stuck in them.
I'm just going to try and find a picture of me in Zante at the Cherry Bays. Oh, hi there. We're both really, really sorry to interrupt your listening of our amazing, amazing podcast. But Rosie and I have a special announcement because we're both at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival of Lights. Rosie, tell the beautiful folk where your show is.
My show, Backward, is at the Pleasant Chicot. Every single bloody day at 7 p.m. Where are you?
I am opposite Rosie Jones in the Pleasance Courtyard at 6 p.m. and my show is called Little Miss Baby Angel Face and it's my first show and we'd love to see some of you there.
Come and that will be such a fictional bill.
Because we're ready for the best summer of our lives!
See you there!
Yes. There you go.
Oh, I love it.
That's me on the fake jet ski. Me, Martha and Megs.
Oh my God.
It's the best place of all time, isn't it?
It's amazing. It's a place where dreams are made.
Oh yeah, I had such good hair. I don't know what happened. I fucked it. Can you send us a picture of you on it?
Yeah.
What, me and Zante?
Yeah.
I actually also won a dancing competition on the bar one night. And all my friends, yes. I wasn't the fit one of my group. And I'm not saying that in a minute. Like, I had very, very beautiful friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was the really tall one and I was overweight. Like, not big, but like enough to be very self-conscious as a teenager.
When you compare yourself constantly to your friends as well, don't you?
So I just learned how to be like, really like, do you know what I mean? Like sexual. Yeah. And I was dancing this bar and I got given a t-shirt, but it was a small.
What?
I know. What? I'm like, it's not. And then my friends are like, we'll have it. It'll fit us. And I'm like, no, it's mine.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Well, Helen,
no, honestly, I'm fine about it. It's not even a big deal.
Are you sure you're
Maisie,
fine?
I'm sorry that Phil did that to you.
Yeah.
Rosie is going to... No, don't be sorry. Just, you know what I mean? Like, we're talking.
What you just said, though, that's...
Fucking hell.
No.
I've got no control.
No, I wanted to go off what you were saying.
Very angry.
What you were just saying then about comparing yourself to your friends as well.
Yeah.
I feel like that was definitely a thing growing up. Like,
oh yeah,
because I was like the tall gangly one. Like, if we did Spice Girls, I was Sporty Spice every time. Which is fine. She's got best vocals, but like, yeah.
No, it's not. She's the fugly one, and we know that. She's the winner of the group.
But and also, like, a lot of my friends were really like into like their makeup and how they look, and I didn't really do much of that.
No.
And it was really a thing growing up. Like, boys would take me aside and be like, "Listen, I'm really embarrassed about this," and you'd be like, "Oh my god, oh my god," and I'd be like, can you ask your friend Hattie if she's
fucking
like,
preach? Yeah.
Oh my god! In fact, this past bank holiday, my friend Steph came to visit me in Brighton, and we were walking down towards the seafront.
Yeah.
And this like big group of lads who were clearly quite pissed. As we walked past them, they were like, "Oh, the blonde one's fit." And what struck me about it is I was like, "God, isn't it like 10 years ago that would have absolutely I'd been like, oh, and the whole day I'd have been like, yeah. God's sake." Whereas now I'm like so much more sort of confident in myself and I'm just not also like they were mingers. But also like you just it doesn't get to you quite as much when you start to become yourself. But when you're growing up and everyone fancies your mates.
Yeah.
And it only happens like three times, but you start to feel like you're that one that's really, really unattractive.
What we're saying is there are some 13-year-olds that are really fuckable and there are some 13-year-olds that just aren't fuckable.
Yeah.
And we just weren't fuckable 13-year-olds, but some of our friends, I've got
the
most fuckable teenager I've ever seen in my life.
It's mental,
like
isn't
a picture of her now when she's 12 and I was like, fucking hell, Anna.
And you compare yourself on everything about like when you had your first kiss and when you've had your first like boyfriend. Like, I didn't have a boyfriend throughout all of high school.
I forced boys to be my boyfriend, but I don't know if it technically was.
Yeah.
Who was your first?
my first boyfriend was called
Rape.
So I went to a sixth form where, like, I was from the Church of England school, and we joined up with the Catholic school.
Ooh,
so, fuck off. Yeah, he was from the Catholic school.
Yeah, the wrong religion.
Yeah, and we formed.
What?
Wow.
When did we become that podcast?
Wow.
Yeah, you antichrist, Maisie. You fucking antichrist.
Yeah, it was quite the Romeo
fucking
and Juliet.
Fucking wife of Myrrh.
Yeah, I know. His mum was like, no, and it was we bonded over a love of Mexican food, and then I in true American rom-com style, I lost my virginity to him on prom night.
Come on, just
in
a minute
good.
For that
in it good
fucking crushed it
in a bush behind the theatre.
Oh, great.
Can this not go? Can we edit that out?
No, because I didn't lose my virginity on prom night, but I did have a good time grinding up and down.
Bleep!
Thigh, so.
Oh, great. It's not
different
prom night.
I am on my prom night, my best friend came out to me.
Oh, wow.
A guy called Nick. And they went, "Oh, Rosie, I'm gay." And I went, "Oh, amazing, like, I love you." And he turned to me and went, "You're gay too."
Really?
Yeah, and I went, "Oh, I'm not ready to deal with that."
Really?
Deep down in
you knew.
Yeah.
God,
but
amazing.
I had so much shit to deal with.
Yeah.
I was
it comforting to know that somebody else
had seen
that aspect of it, or was it like, "Oh fuck, someone else knows"?
No, I think I liked it, and I was comforted in the fact he knew.
Yeah, and if he's your best mate as well, it's not like, well, he's not going to go and run and tell everyone because he knows what it's like to have something like that.
Yeah, he's understanding.
Yeah.
But I just didn't realise it fully myself.
Wow.
Yeah, so no sex for me, just a lot of true.
Yeah, you've like really shat on our prom night stories there, because yours is really meaningful and quite noble, and ours is like,
on, getting your first dick inside of you is also meaningful
in
and
a bush
noble.
Behind the theatre. Yeah.
Okay, what well, do you know? You don't have to say that. I was picturing a bed.
So. No, in a bush behind the theatre.
I was picturing like a Marriott hotel.
Oh my god!
I used to work at a Marriott, and we would not have let you in. Rosie, I feel like we've heard enough about Maisie now, and I feel like it's time to have a chat.
Maisie, if I was your daddy...
Oh, God.
Look at her.
Look at me. I would buy you a DVD of White Chicks and would watch it every day.
This is such a strange experience.
Yeah, but you're bloody loving it, aren't you?
Listen, all the
go on,
dance
Daddy.
Moves, and we go out, and you will get your diabetic lover. And if you didn't, I will go up to him. I will get him by the neck.
This has escalated so quickly.
No, diabetic Michael has what's coming to
and
him.
And I would take every last piece of sugar away from him.
Good luck now, diabetic Michael.
Nobody ditches my baby girl.
I'm quite speechless. That was...
Daddy.
Say thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy. I'm going to struggle to look at my own dad now, I think.
Yeah, but you got a new daddy.
Is that a feature that you do? You speak to the person as their dad?
Just you, actually.
Just you.
Yeah, because I'm not that fussed about Michael. Like, I like my dad, but he's just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I've got Rosie now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
the daddy figure.
It doesn't matter what your dad's like. You now got daddy.
This is so bizarre.
Honestly, I rejected it so much at first, and I've really found it a lot of comfort in
board,
it. Don't look at the door like you can get out.
I'm checking the door to see if there's like a lock on it.
No. Yeah, daddy will take care of
me. No, grandpa's going to have a chat. Lean forward, baby girl.
I've never done drugs, but I imagine it's something like this.
Oh, Maisie, you've got to give him a go at one point. It's an absolute joy.
Yeah, then we'll play.
Have your social media handles, please, Maisie. Maisie Adam.
Do you want like my Pixo website? Or...
What's Pixo?
Why
is everyone looking at me like what the?
Yeah. What is Pixo? It's where you used to make your own website, and everyone. That's why people have rubbish email addresses, like still to this day, because of MSN and Pixo. You know, when people have like mine was Pump It In My Trumpet, XO Babe, because I really like the song Pump It by the Black Eyed Peas, and I also really wanted to play the trumpet. To impress a boy who played in the brass band at school.
Oh, fuck, Maisie, you're going to die alone if you're not careful. So, you need to stop saying these things.
Did you have Bebo?
Yes.
Yeah, Bebo, Habbo Hotel.
No idea what you're talking about now.
Bebo, Neopets. Habbo Hotel, Pixo, MSN.
Okay, well, you can find Maisie Adam and her comedy details on Pixo at Trumpet Pump It.
Pump It In My Trumpet Pump It is in my trumpet. Pixo. Maisie Adam Comedy is my Facebook, because we all have to grow up one day. And Maisie Adam on Twitter. At Maisie Adam. At Maisie Adam.
Oh, it's worked out really well for you, isn't it?
What do you want to plug?
You. Sorry, that was so
Are you fucking kidding? You want to plug your own dad, you fucking loser? She gave part of her body to be part of you.
I didn't have...
You're there to plug her up in the cunt.
I didn't
fucking
have...
respect her. She's bleeding right now.
I didn't have daddy issues coming into this podcast, but I feel like I've got them when I'm leaving.
Do you want us to call Phil?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I would like to meet him at some point.
No, absolutely not.
Where does he live? Is he still in panel?
If you want a stellar bowl cut, he's your man.
I do, actually.
Yeah. Let's all get bowl cuts for the Edinburgh Fringe.
Yeah!
Let's do it. We'll look like some weird sketch troupe.
Speaking of Edinburgh.
Yes.
Where are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm at Gilded Balloon every day. Stop nodding like you're, oh, I've done my job.
We're trying so hard today.
Yeah, Gilded Balloon at 5 p.m. every day.
That's lovely time.
Great time.
And what's your show called?
It's called Hang Fire.
Oh, nice. That's a great name.
Thank you.
Have you got a poster yet? I've seen it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I need to look at it again.
Yeah, it's quite
nice. Is it fucking beautiful?
It's yes, really good. But let's just say, like... cardboard.
That's what it is. I knew it with the post-it notes. Like, and I was like, that's a fucking
murder.
Great idea.
Really? Like a murder board. Yeah.
Well, give it up for Maisie Adam, Handfire, Jack, who is scratching his eye. What the fuck, Jack?
Come on, Jack.
And
be professional.
And that's probably the most ramshackle podcast of all time. But I'm going to say it's when you have two northern people on. It does go a little bit off kilter. Oh, but...
Very rude.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Was that Destiny's Child with Harmonize?
It wasn't.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Sunil, it's Helen. You literally just aren't calling me back at the moment and I'm FaceTiming you constantly and it's really, really frustrating because if you want to be friends then you have to put in more effort than the effort you're putting in because I feel like it's very one way at the moment. So I think the best way we could hang out is if you come on to our podcast and we can try and find out if you've got any sort of emotions whatsoever because as far as I can tell, you're just some sort of android that just sort of stares at people and then just gives nothing back and I'm finding it very frustrating and hard to deal with actually. So look forward to hearing from you. I love you. I know you don't feel this like comfortable saying that yet because you've got like severe issues, but like one day we might get to that point. Okay, thank you. Call me back. Call me back.
Deleted.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.